Let's talk about the relationship between the TSP and the MilitarySaves.org site. Is there a formal relationship there?
There is. We are what's called a campaign partner in the Military Saves campaign. And the Military Saves campaign is actually part of two larger campaigns, one called the Department of Defense Financial Readiness Campaign, and then the National America Saves Campaign. You may remember the latter from earlier this year. We had participated in it during February. They have a big monthly campaign for the month of February nationwide for everybody. But this particular portion of it focuses specifically on members of the uniformed services, where we can focus in on the particular needs and lifestyles of those people.
Is it particularly important for military personnel to know more about their financial futures, being able to plan for it? I mean, they have unique needs that maybe the rest of the civilian federal workforce don't have to deal with?
That's you're absolutely correct. And, of course, they're in a particular niche because generally they are younger than the workforce as a whole. You'll remember last week we were talking a little bit about people who are on the back end who are dealing with the required minimum distributions and how to withdraw their money. Mm-hmm. For most members of the uniformed services, they're younger, they're new to the work world, and they're just beginning. So the two big messages to them are number one, build wealth, not debt, and contribute. We all know how debt can just hamstring a young person or a young family if you get mired down into it. This is a whole campaign that's attempting to get people to think about debt and think about savings, as they can both be useful in building a secure financial future.
And often it can feel, I know young people here, that, and particularly military families, that you can feel like, oh my goodness, I don't have the extra money to put aside, but at that age, just little teeny tiny bits makes all the difference in the world.
That's right. And once you build it into your budget, Chris, then you kind of forget about it. You know, set it and forget it and keep putting the money away. But it is tough, the first step out. And that's why campaigns like this are so helpful, because if you go to the website at militarysaves.org, you'll find stories from different people who have dealt with this recently and how they have accommodated it, what real changes they've made in their life in order to put the room there, to put money away, to put the room in their weekly or monthly budget.
I wanted to ask you something a little more esoteric. I grew up around military bases, and I remember even as a child seeing these sort of storefront cardboard cutout type places that promise low interest loans or no interest loans to military personnel will help you get out of debt and that kind of thing.
That's
and
right.
It was always a little bit on the duty side.
Yes.
Are these people who are they more at risk for being preyed upon than maybe other members of the TSP, other demographics?
They may well be because, as I already said, they're young, they're inexperienced in some degree with financial matters. They do have a steady job, and so they can fall prey to these different what do they call them? Paycheck advance paychecks.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very, but the uniformed services we've found since they first came on board in the TSP in 2002, they make a great effort to take these young people and mold them and help them learn, how to build a good life, as part of their service. And, they're doing a terrific job, I think, in doing that, but it's never ending. There are constant recruits who are coming in and who are new, who can fall prey to a bad start. So that's where something like this is so useful, and where we can focus really on the particular needs of that segment.
Is this a kind of thing that you do with various groups, or is the military so unique here that this is one that you particularly focus on?
Well,
because there are so many of them.
Yeah, that's right. The military is unique, as you say, Chris. And although there's been great growth there, it's still probably the area where TSP can grow even further. It started in 2002. We now have about 640,000 members of the uniformed services with accounts, but there are about 1.8 million. So
right.
There is the great potential for growth there. But like And for instance, this week the big Association of the Army of the United States has its big annual meeting and exposition. They're over at the Convention Center from October 5th through the 7th through Wednesday. We have a booth over there. That's a way, again, for us to get the message out and distribute financial literacy materials to help people learn about this in an unbiased way, where they're not being sold something. What we're all trying to do is get people educated so they can make sound decisions.
And I would imagine that while this specifically focuses on military folks, there's a lot of data there at militarysaves.org that would be helpful for even folks who may not necessarily be in the military.
Absolutely. Yes, there's no question about it. But for our purposes, when we put something together, we know that we're dealing with a younger group who may be just starting out, so we can focus our writings on those groups. For instance, our story that's in this month's newsletter, which is on the website, How Do I Compare the Different TSP Funds to Determine Which Ones Are Right for Me? Mm. So it kind of goes into a primer on the basic design of the funds, the five freestanding funds. Next month we'll do the L funds, and we can just start at the beginning, if you will.